Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Try to get into at least a more habit of doing this post-show pre-show. The show is over. So if you're listening now, you're about to hear the whole show from today, but the show is over from today. And you're going to hear us talk a lot about New Year's and Christmas. And one thing we did not touch on, which we can do now, is that Raymundo did not get engaged over the break. Our audio producer did not get engaged. Raymundo?
I didn't. A lot of people gave me good ideas of when I should do it. My parents were in town. There's a lot of beautiful light shows around town, you know, bodies of water, cool, neat, interesting place to do it. I just didn't think it was the right time yet.
Good.
I'm waiting.
I'm not a big fan of doing it around the holiday because I always feel like dudes are just like doing that for a gift. Like they were probably close to it anyway and they're like, well, I was close anyway. I'll just do this and it's the gift too.
Ooh.
So,
yeah.
But listen, you get engaged, good for you. Better than I've been. You know?
Yeah. If you get engaged over the holidays, good for you.
You don't like it?
I think it's like you. I think it's you don't have a present idea, so it's, let me give you a ring. It's an easy way out.
Just give you the rest of my life.
Like if you're going to do it anyway.
Yeah, it's an easy way out.
You didn't get a good gift.
Yeah.
I didn't like the fact that I didn't have anyone to get, like, a real thoughtful gift for. I like giving gifts.
Yeah.
It's kind of annoying that I didn't.
Your gifts were thoughtful? What do you mean?
No, like...
But he wanted someone to really...
Oh, a special someone.
And yeah. I didn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, I was sick and tired.
You didn't do anything?
I left my house. I never went anywhere. There were like 4 or 5 days that were just a blur. It was like... And it got pretty boring and a bit lonely.
Mm-hmm.
But I was... Toward the end of it, didn't, because everybody came back. But also, I don't like to impose. I was invited places. It was like, hey, you should come do this. But I don't like being the person that's the charity case.
Right.
And I know I'm not that, too, is the funny thing. I still feel like that, though. But I'm glad. I'm good. I came back rested, and I'm good. I didn't sleep last night. But
I went over to Bobby's house, and he was riding his bike all over the house.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, man.
Those Insta stories, when I was riding that bike all over my house, blew up.
Yeah. I mean, I had friends texting me, like, that might be the funniest thing you've ever posted.
Like, my bank sent
like my
me
friends
a bike.
That, like, don't care about what we do or anything, you know? They're like, this might be the funniest thing Bobby's ever done.
It was really
Your
funny.
Your bank sent you a bike?
Yeah.
That just registered with me. What?
Yeah.
That's legit.
It's part of, like, their commercials.
What's your bank?
And they have bikes in their commercials. So they sent me a bike, and then I...
How much money you got in that bank?
Enough to get a bike out of it.
I guess,
they sent you a bike?
They sent me a bike.
They just sent me bills.
I got
and
a card.
So it was cold, and so I started riding the bike around my house, and it turned into a bit. That's how bored I got. And then I did a thing on my Instagram, too, where I was like, send me your secrets,
yeah,
and I won't post your name. I was getting some crazy secrets.
But why did you want all those secrets? Like,
I just wanted people to send them.
It was funny. I mean,
and dude, I'm telling you, I got so many followers on Instagram from that.
Some of them were so crazy. It felt like that magazine, like from Cosmo or whatever, where it's like you could submit it in blind, like crazy things that happened to you.
Like the people admit to cheating and stuff.
Yeah. And so
what?
I'm in love with other people. And yeah, it was a thing.
Oh,
wow.
And then some of them were so crazy, I didn't post them.
Like
I was
what?
Like, oh, I'm not.
Okay. So then you would get them and then post them anonymously, like, oh, this is one I got.
Yes.
Without.
Well, what you can do is you just I do like a Q&A. By the way, my Instagram name is Mr. Bobby Bones. I'll probably do it again. Probably not tonight, but maybe Monday.
More secrets?
Yeah, I do secrets on Monday.
Man, that doesn't weigh on you, knowing all that stuff? You're like a priest,
dude. It was a lot, dude. It was like confession. And then people that I knew started sending me their secrets, thinking I couldn't see their name.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was like, this is awkward. And so,
why did they think you wouldn't be able to see their name?
I don't know, but I never post anybody's name ever. I never would do that. But I would post a secret, and then I would write a little comment, a little funny comment on the bottom of it.
Like, good luck with that.
And like one of them was like a woman going, hey, no, more than that. That's funnier than that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I was just dumb.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Thanks, dude. I know when that funny.
Dumb, not very good.
Yeah, I go dumb though most of the time.
Yes, you're funnier. Oh. Yes.
No, I don't think I'm funnier. I just felt like for you.
Okay, keep
going. You're actually funnier than that. You can do better.
All right, I'll work on it.
You can do better.
Thanks.
One woman was like, I really am attracted to girls. Why don't I tell my husband? And so
Bobby was like, oh, trust me, he won't care.
But I was like over the top about it. And I was like writing it like a 12-year-old boy. I was like, he probably good with that. Go with that. Tell them that.
Yeah.
So it was
okay,
just.
Okay.
There were some crazy ones.
Let me
tell you what a lot of them were. I'm actually in love with someone else, not my husband or wife.
I thought it was that I stole. Confessing like things they stole?
Yeah. It was a lot of stuff, but I'm telling you what I.
Oh, the majority.
Not majority overall, but that was probably the most of them. Yeah, we came in with bad allergies this morning. Amy and I both did. It's all right. Post show pre-show, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, you're good.
Oh, I don't need my cough.
All right, I'm going to sound dumb here, but how do you repost their
okay.
So yeah, I don't even know how to do those
so
questionnaires.
What I do on my,
exactly.
on my Insta story, you can hit a drop down, and it says questions, and you can post. Sometimes I just do ask me any question,
yeah,
I'll
I've never
it.
Done that.
But okay. this time I was like, hey, here's a box, to send me your secret. And they were flying in. I had hundreds of thousands of views
crazy.
On the thing. Yeah. So.
Where's the drop down?
It's the square one with the plus sign on it.
Oh, it's how you. You know what I learned you can do? You can put a poll up on Instagram.
It's the same. It's in the same box as there.
Okay. Yeah. The poll's pretty cool.
So I did that. I got off Instagram. Yeah, but I'm glad to be back.
You got off Instagram for how long?
How long?
24?
No.
No, it 48? Was like 4 days probably.
Yeah, people thought I was dead.
Did you enjoy that?
I still peaked.
4 days?
But I didn't post it. I didn't have anything to post either. And I don't want to be. Yeah, I got off for 4 days. 4 or 5 days. I just didn't post anything. And I was right off Dancing with the Stars tour.
Yeah,
tired.
You probably needed a break.
Yeah, I think Brett Eldridge is doing the flip phone challenge. I saw him doing that on his.
He is. Does that mean he's just, I mean, I got, obviously that means no apps, no smartphone, no nothing, but for how long?
I don't know.
I mean, Dirks did that.
I know, but I
Dirks
needed Brett to address how
Dirks
long.
Dirks will go to that. Oh, it's not a flip phone challenge. Dirks just gets,
life.
Yes, yeah,
Dirks
just changes.
Is like, he spends, I don't, I'm just making this up, but let's say he probably does like, you know, 6 days flip phone, 1 day smartphone or something like that. But I don't know what Brett's doing. I don't know if it's for 2019. Is it for January?
I don't know. It may have been for yesterday. Who knows?
And he's over it.
Hey, Morgan, number two, get this call on from the text line, the 405 number. You do that?
Yeah, I can.
Thanks. We have a text screen, too, that we still get. By the way, the show's over.
Call Brett's flip phone and ask him how long he's going to be on his flip phone.
You know what? I'm always...
What? You don't like calling?
What? It's his flip phone.
People,
yeah.
What?
People are asleep right now.
That's true. Especially artists.
No, now it's after the show. They surely are waking up.
And a lot of artists that did New Year stuff, they saved their vacation until now.
Oh, right.
Like I was talking to an artist, a big artist last night, who had asked me a question about another artist. I'm like the secret person that people ask about other artists to take on tour with. They'll be like, hey, it's so-and-so. What's the story on so-and-so? And I'm like,
who's the big artist?
Mm-mm.
Write it down.
Mm-mm.
No.
That wasn't the point of this.
I'm just curious.
And I've taken out a lot of artists to open for me over the years, doing comedy, Raging Idiots. And so.
Well, and plus, you have every artist come in here.
And they've
so
all
you know.
But I've seen them on the road too. They've all like come up through either the Raging Idiots or through us. And so we have to spend time with them on the road. Mm. And that's what a lot of it's about, just the human part of it.
You get to really know a person
yeah.
when you do that. Yeah.
And here it's like interview, shim interview.
Right.
But out on the road, you're with them. And sometimes it's, like we've had issues where it's been difficult with some people and some people it's awesome with.
Oh, who was difficult?
Mm-mm.
That's not what this is about.
Just initials.
Not what this is about. Eddie.
Yeah, so difficult.
Is it Eddie's difficult. So Raymundo didn't get engaged.
Mm-mm.
I saw Mike D post a thing about his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you guys had a good first ever girlfriend, by the way.
Yeah.
Is your hair purple?
It is.
What in the world?
Like dark blue.
Huh.
What?
You didn't see that in his dark alley shot?
I don't
Instagram?
See colors very well.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The light is right on it, so it looks like...
It's very purple.
Is there something behind that?
No. He's like dying it.
He's punk. Mike D's punk rock. Yeah, he's, and you guys are... I saw you post like a loving message.
For her birthday, yeah.
Yeah. And so you guys are good? You went and came back better?
Yeah, we got to spend Christmas together and then hung out there before I came back, so it was good.
You're her first ever boyfriend. She's your first ever girlfriend?
Yeah.
That's
so you went to each other's family's Christmas? Like
No, we did separate. We did our own thing and then went to our own family.
Oh, okay.
Did you meet her family?
I didn't.
So you still haven't met her family?
I haven't met him yet.
How long have you been together?
8 months.
Ooh.
Whoa, and you haven't met her
That's
family?
That's a long time.
Whoa, what's
Especially
up with
when
that?
You're traveling
Seriously,
to the
what's
States.
Up with that?
What's up with that?
I just wasn't ready to meet her parents.
You weren't ready.
Did she invite you and you said no?
She brought it up this time.
That a boy.
What do you mean
why,
that a boy?
Why don't you want to
no,
do
no,
that?
He said
why,
no.
That's
no,
what I used to do.
This is a thing.
No, that a boy.
No, that's the problem. He's following in Bobby's footsteps.
Yeah,
so why
no.
are you doing
no,
this?
No, he's not. We're just sensibly the
Mike,
same.
Mike, take a second look at Bobby right now.
I need to know why.
Relationship wise.
What's wrong?
Why wouldn't you go meet her parents?
I think with in my family, I don't know if it's a Mexican thing, but when you bring somebody to your parents, it's like, this is the person I'm going to marry.
Yeah.
It's like at that point.
Yeah, Bobby's Mexican side.
What? Already? That is not how white people do it. I took my boyfriend home like Second date. I'm like, yeah. You got to meet my dad.
It's funny, too. Like, in our culture, yeah, Mexican-American culture, like my mom was the one that was just like, I don't want to meet your girlfriends. Like, I don't. And like, my dad's like, whatever, they can come over for dinner. But my mom was always, like, giving him the eye. Like, I don't know about this girl. Hmm. Is that the same with you, Mike?
Yeah. I think it's just...
But this is his first girlfriend.
Well, that's true.
But this is the situation.
But yeah, like my brother and sister, the first person they brought was the person they married.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
So you really want to make sure that she... I mean, this is it.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Well...
That's like what I learned on Crazy Rich Asians, too.
Yeah, the grandmother's a thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Introducing someone to your family like that. Oh, I'm pretty sure every single person I've ever been on a date with has met my family.
Again, white people. That's white people for you. Anything else?
You want to talk about that crack?
Oh, Amy has a story we didn't get to. Yeah, we meant to get to it. We ran out of time. Go ahead.
Okay. So this police department had to put a warning out on Facebook, and it said, warning, if you recently purchased crack cocaine in any area of Miller County, Georgia, it may be contaminated with deadly ingredients. Please bring all of it to the police department. It'll be tested for free. If you're not comfortable coming to us, an officer will be glad to come to you and test your crack cocaine in the privacy of your home upon request. Spread the word. We're available 24/7.
Do they arrest you or take the crack?
Come on, they have to. This is the best.
Hashtag keeping you safe. No, I don't think this is a setup or like a thing. Like if you call us, we're going to arrest you. I think they genuinely think that this crack could be deadly and they want to help save your life. I don't think that they're... It doesn't say. It goes into no further detail than that. But I just hope if people have this crack that they'll get it tested because you could die.
Yeah, but if it is a setup, like, that is so genius.
Or wrong.
And everyone would just fall for it and be like, oh, okay, I guess I shouldn't have had that crack anyway. You know what I mean? Like, this is awesome. They should do that all over the country.
Yeah, like if you bought this marijuana...
Will you please test my crack? Like, and then you get arrested. You're like, oh, well, I guess I shouldn't have that anyway.
Yeah. I don't know. But they're going to test it for free in the privacy of your own home. If you don't feel comfortable coming to them. Because you have to walk into the police station and be like, here's my crack.
Come on.
People will.
No way.
And do they keep the crack?
Have like 92 boneheads next week. Everybody who did that.
Everyone's
I'm
about
going,
crack.
I'm going to this city's Facebook to see if it's a joke.
No. Okay, the city of Colquitt, Colquitt, Miller County, Georgia.
Everybody's like, oh, I bought my at-home test kit, and everybody's joking on the Facebook page.
They are?
Yes.
It's real.
Well.
This isn't April Fool's.
Are we done?
I don't know.
Sure. Maybe it's the show. I think we're all kind of tired at this point, too.
Let me see.
It's good to be back, though.
What else did I want to talk about?
It's so good to be back.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, for some reason, it just felt like a long time, and I'd never felt that before.
It felt like we had gone too long.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm ready to get back to work.
Yeah. I'm going to Hawaii, though, in a couple
of
weeks.
Which island?
I don't know. I'm going for American Idol. I don't know.
That's a city, Amy.
But it's like, whenever,
what's the island?
Whenever I didn't go Oahu. Anywhere,
oh,
I was like,
whatever, okay.
Well, at least I could go to Hawaii with Idol.
Yeah.
And
Maui.
So, and I'll spend a full day without having to work. I think Lionel Richie's playing a show that we're all going to go to.
Oh, that's cool. In Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, living it up.
Find out where you're going.
I love Hawaii.
I mean, it's all the same to me, but at least it'll be warm. It's a long flight, though.
Yeah. You go to... How does that work?
I go to Atlanta and then fly. It's 10 hours. Oof. After that. Yeah.
Long flight.
Long.
But that's cool. Are you going full on Hawaii, like Hawaiian shirt every day? Like,
no, I have to work.
Flip-flops?
One day I'm not working. Again, I think we're all going to like Lionel Richie's show.
Yeah.
Going to
get laid.
Oh my goodness!
I wish.
Oh no! You really
no,
are.
I mean, the they're just going to put the
I know. On the neck.
Dang, Amy. At first, I was like, "Wow, Amy's going hard right now."
I'm 12. I'm so immature. Hold on, I'm trying to find out where you're going.
What's up with that? Did they claim that $1 billion lottery, whatever that is? Anybody walked forward on the $1 billion one yet?
No,
Oh, look, you're right here. Best-selling author and Dancing with the Stars champion Bobby Bones,
what?
Who will join as the show's in-house mentor. I'm reading about Hawaii on Bobby what do you want? American Idol. And it's talking about. Here's how they describe you.
What site are you reading?
ABC.com.
Oh, am I on the page, American Idol page?
Yeah, it says, it talks about Luke, Katie, and Lionel,
mm-hmm.
also Ryan Seacrest,
mm-hmm.
and famed radio DJ comedian, best-selling author, and Dancing with the Stars champion, Bobby Bones.
Dang, four titles.
Everyone else has not described what they do at all. And
well, they have
like
to, because nobody knows who I am.
Okay, you're going to
I guess
that's why. Some dude was busting my nads on Twitter because Idol posted a question that says, do you have a question for American Idol mentor Bobby Bones? Ask it here. And he says, what musical talents do you have, idiot? And I was like, well...
Show them the, yeah.
Broken a bunch of artists.
Mm-hmm.
Like, broken a bunch of songs. My band has the top five country record, mm-hmm. a number one comedy record. We've toured.
Written songs.
Yeah. We've toured also a freaking number one kids record.
Yep. Toured the country.
Forgot about that one. Yeah. Played major spots and festivals.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up, Twitter.
Yeah, shut up, Twitter. Stupid.
I don't. This is so confusing.
What?
Ko'olani, Hawaii.
Oh,
Ko'olani.
Yeah,
where's that?
Ko'olani.
Oh, shut up. Nobody knows how to say it. We all just acted like it. I don't know. Is that where we're going?
You're going to a Disney resort and spa in Ko'olani, Hawaii. Mm.
Yeah, anyway.
Whatever that is.
Awesome. Now's the time to cash in that $1.5 billion Mega Millions lottery ticket. Because they don't know who it is. $1.5 billion.
Take me.
There's another one too, right? Like a $400 million one?
Yes, and I'm not. Man, I can't get any luck with the lottery. 2019 may be my year.
Keep playing, man.
You got to. You can't give up. Quitters never win.
Do you know that playing the lottery more times doesn't make your odds any better?
No, I don't believe that.
One lottery play has nothing to do with the next one.
Disagree.
Okay.
Hey, he's a great debater, this guy.
But it literally doesn't. If you play this lottery and you don't win, the fact that you play this one does nothing with the next one. There's no odds that change whatsoever because you played the last
one. It's true. They're not the same numbers.
If you pick the same numbers, the odds are better. You're going to get the next
time. No, it's still the same. The odds are the same that those balls come up the same exact time as last time.
I've never seen that happen where they come up twice in a row.
That's not the... Okay.
When do you go to Hawaii?
In like 3 weeks. Right?
Yeah.
Mike D's going with me.
Oh, no way!
Where you're going, Mike D,
producing the show. We have to do the show out there for 2 days, the radio show.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
They have an outdoor hydrotherapy garden.
Mm. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Check it out.
All right. Anything else we wanted to say? We're about to get started here. We're glad to be back. Thank you very much. Post-show, pre-show went probably a little too long, but...
I don't even know
what we talked about. Everybody good?
Yep, good.
Check out the Bobbycast. That's my podcast. Amy's got four things with Amy Brown. Search that one up.
Yeah.
Lunchbox Eddie and Raymundo have the Sore Losers if you're into sports. And Velvet's Edge with Kelly Henderson if you're into fashion. What else? Anything else I should promote right now? No? Not yet? All right. That's it. Done.
Quiet Mike.
I know. Mm-mm. He told me, though. No words. Away we go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, good morning. And so happy to be back. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Well, by the way, we have a lot to catch up on. Hope everybody's Christmas was awesome. Hope everybody's New Year was awesome. We'll tell you all of our stories. But I walk in and I have this big packet of news that I look at every morning. And I thought while I was thinking about it, Amy, I'd run this by you.
Okay.
They say later school start times actually help students more than earlier school start times.
Okay.
Talk about that.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's because they don't wake up so tired. I know my kids wake up at 6:30 and they leave for school at 7:30. But they do good. I mean, as long as we put them to bed on time, like they get up just fine. But I mean, I would be curious to see, like, what if they got to wake up at 8?
Or noon?
No, noon.
What about the 4-day school week? What if your kids did that? Because, you know, that's happening a lot of places.
Yeah. Well, then mom needs a 4-day work week.
That's the problem, right? Like, we've already been cultured on these 5-day work and school weeks.
Right, and for parents at work, if the kids are out of school, then they have to either find some sort of childcare, and that messes the whole thing up.
Yeah.
I get it, as long as we're all on the same page.
This school, the story I was reading was talking about how, because they keep them later. You know, if you start later, you have to stay later.
Right.
But the kids were sleeping more because they were getting to start later, and all their performance went up.
Oh, well, that's good to know. I mean, I think it goes to show just how important sleep is. So until that happens, if your kids can't go to school later, then maybe we need to make sure we're putting them to bed early, which is hard to do. It's hard. I get it. We struggle with it in our house all the time, but we just sometimes have to stick with it.
I wish I could do that to myself. I wish there was just a button I could just shut myself down.
I know. Sometimes I tell my kids, I'm like, y'all are so lucky. I wish someone would go force me to go upstairs and go to bed and tuck me in and pray with me and then turn off my light and leave. Like this, y'all.
You can probably pay for that.
It's like, like y'all are living the dream everything. Right now. When they fight me on it, I'm like, are you kidding me? This is the life.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo in weather news. Tons of rain in the south from Texas to the Carolinas. That rain is going to move into Tennessee tomorrow. In other news, Olivia Newton-John, 70 years old, posted a video saying that reports that she's clinging to life are completely false and she's doing great. So don't believe the internet rumors on that one. And finally, in recall news, Kroger's recalling some shrimp products. They were labeled as cooked and they might have been raw. If you're in Michigan, Ohio, or Virginia, take them back for a full refund.
The Bobby Bones Show.
We're talking about the shows that are binged most often on Netflix. I'd never heard of that show On My Block. And so apparently Amy spent the break watching it.
Well, yeah. I mean, I dabbled with it. In the first episode, I was like, okay, this is ridiculous. I don't even know who's watching this. Who's binging this? Kids? And then some of the content in there, I'm like, if I'm a parent, I do not want my kids binging this.
The number one most binged show on Netflix, the show that none of us had ever heard of, called On My Block, and Amy started watching it. So how many episodes did you watch?
Well, I think I got three.
And?
But on the first one, I was going to give up halfway through, but I just kept it rolling because I was doing other things while it was on. And by the time episode two got on, I was like, okay, they're kind of reeling me in because there's this kid, he gets in a gang, and then the friends are trying to figure out how to get him out. And I have this thing with gangs, and I'm like, oh my gosh, he got jumped in. Like, there's no way he's going to get out. Once you're jumped in, the only way out is death. I mean, from my gang knowledge.
What does that mean, jumped in?
You get jumped.
You get like, beat up.
Oh,
yeah. They have to jump you, and that's... Sorry, Amy's throwing her
lingo.
Gang terminology, like yeah. We should all know.
Yeah.
I don't know that Amy's ever even seen a gang.
Whatever. They're somewhere at my school.
Don't whatever me. Yeah, Amy goes, whatever.
I don't know if you know whatever. This, but in sixth grade, I went to Fulmore, and there was gangs.
That's not a real gang.
Ah! Yes! There was. Also, Austin High, we had real gangs, too. Okay. I promise you, they hung out on the first floor. I didn't go down there.
On My Block.
Okay. Yeah. So then these kids, they try to like help their friend get out. And that's like the whole rest of it. And I could see how it could pull you in. But then the content just got so ridiculous and it was so immature that I couldn't let myself go on. So I'm like, I need to know who's binging this.
Yeah, it's the number one show. I guess all kids. It's a younger show, huh?
Yeah, but... That's a lot of kids on Netflix binging then.
There's a woman who wants to use a sperm donor because she says her husband isn't attractive enough.
Well, that's rude.
This would be a good TV show. I'd binge this show.
But that's so awful. No way yeah. He stays with her. That's so sad and depressing.
Yeah, this woman said, hey, listen, we want to have kids, but I don't feel like you're good looking enough to him. And if our kids are hotter, then our kids will be happier and have an easier life. And so she said, hey, can we get a sperm donor?
But she thinks her eggs are just fine.
Now, listen, I don't know. They didn't put a picture of either one of them on this.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm not worried about it. I mean, looks are relative at times. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying, okay, why would your genetics work, but mine wouldn't? Rude.
The guy posted an update that after talking about it, they are starting divorce proceedings.
Boom. Yeah, he's smart. See, he's smart.
Yeah. Yeah, right? She's not giving him credit for being smart.
I know.
I always wonder, like, if I ever have a kid, and I hope to have kids one day, if I end up getting with somebody who has, like, no athletic ability and is goofy, we're going to have the goofiest no athletic ability kid.
I thought you had athletic ability.
I worked hard. Like, look at me when I did Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, you
I
was just
like
hustle.
I just worked.
Yeah.
Like, this kid doesn't have a chance. Like back in the old days, you just find the strongest person and try to have a baby with them.
So let's say you end up with someone that has no athletic ability. Do you go to her and you're like, hey, do you think we could get eggs from someone that's
no.
athletic?
I go to her and I go, thank you, please, for letting me be a
baby
dad
daddy.
And marrying me because I'm such a freak show. That's yeah. what I say. Did you sleep last night or no?
I mean, a little bit. I think I woke up probably about 2:45. you know, like first day of school.
So you went to sleep. You just woke up early.
I went to sleep, but it took me, I went to sleep late because my husband and I were used to going to sleep later. And so we were doing the Netflix thing like we've been doing every night.
Is that a euphemism?
No, like literally watching Netflix.
All break, I was going to sleep at like 2:30 or 3 in the morning.
Oh, so you definitely didn't sleep.
I slept 15 minutes, maybe.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, wonderful.
Maybe. It's one of those where you wake up and you go, oh, was I asleep? Because I was watching The Office, and I woke up, and I think a different episode was on. So, but no, I don't think I slept at all last night. But it's just kind of how it works on Christmas. My body, in 2 days, I can be back on the off schedule. If I just have 2 days, I'm back to sleeping till noon immediately. It's amazing. I love it so much. Like, this is the opposite of what my body should do, what I'm doing right now. Like, I would sleep all day. But, no, I didn't sleep last night. But I feel pretty good. I'm excited to be back at work. I'm so looking forward to coming back to
You'll
work.
You'll crash later, for sure.
I'll crash hard for 2 days. And I have a stand-up show in Muskegon, Michigan on Saturday. And so I'll be up late again anyway that night. But yeah, anyway, glad to be back. If you want to come to that show, by the way, BobbyBonesComedy.com. If you want to come to Muskegon, Michigan on Saturday night. Over to Morgan number 2 now with the skinny. Morgan number 2, how are you?
Doing good. How are you?
Good. Morgan number 2 hosted our first event on New Year's in Wichita.
Exciting.
Yeah, how'd it go?
Oh, it was so good. I had so much fun, and Bobby helped me get rid of my nerves, FaceTime advice.
Well, she hit me up like 3 days before, and she's like, I need advice on how to do this. I said, I have all the time in the world, but let's talk the day before. You don't want it 3 days before, because you'll just get
Oh, it needs to be fresh.
Yeah, unless you're going to get it twice.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I've been known to give it twice, but I was like, hey, let's talk the day before. And so we talk, and she's like, what do I do? And sweet Morgan number 2, by the way, youngest on the show, new to like radio. She was going to go up, and it was like a concert, not a radio show, but she was hosting like a concert on New Year's. And she was going to go up and do full radio segments in front of people.
What?
With a microphone. And I was like,
segments.
Well, she was like, I have the top 10 songs. I was like, Morgan number 2?
Top 10 what?
I was like, you're out of your mind. People are going to boo you off the stage. Like, what was one of your segments you were going to do?
Yeah, it was like the top 10 songs of 2018.
She was going to go up in the middle of a concert and do segments. And I was like, Morgan number 2? Because they were paying her a lot of money
but
to do
this.
But
is that just stuff you thought of that you thought would be good?
Yeah, I was just trying to come up with different things to fill the time that I had. Yeah. I didn't really know what I was doing, so. Yeah.
I said, hey, less is more when you're in the middle of music acts. Mm-hmm. And people are happy you're there, but they don't want to see you talk.
Yeah.
They don't want to see me talk on a stage. I hate doing stage announcements. But sometimes I have to do it, but I know no one's there to see me.
I know I haven't always been the best at listening to what Bobby said, but he's been pretty consistent over the past over a decade of advice on, listen, when you're up there, and nobody care what you got to say.
Nobody cares what you have to say.
Just keep it brief. Do whatever you're supposed to do. You got to go out there and then get off the stage.
Unless they came to see you, they don't want to see you.
Exactly.
They like to see you wave at them.
I know. But there's times, you know, I do stand up.
Yeah.
Or I tell jokes.
You stand up there. Yeah. But how'd it go, Morgan number 2?
It went really well, and your advice was perfect. I did exactly what you said, and it went great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You got your check?
I did get my check.
Victory. Well, good for you.
It
well,
was
let's
awesome.
Go over to Morgan number 2 with that 30-second skinny. Here we go. Bobby
Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30-second skinny.
Blake Shelton surprised one of his fans in Las Vegas. Gwen Stefani posted a video on Instagram of Blake going up to a woman who just happened to be gambling on a Blake-themed slot machine.
I would have thought that was some sort of trick, right? If you're playing the Blake machine and Blake comes up. I've been like, what is this? Yeah, that's cool. I saw the video. What else?
Luke Combs was 3,000 followers away from 1 million on Instagram, and he challenged his fans. If they got him to 1 million, he would release a new song, and they got him to 1 million, so he released Every Little Bit Helps.
I was watching his stories, and he's like, hey, man, if I get to 1 million, if I get to 1 million... I'm going to play a new song up here. And he did. Look
Luke Combs has 1 million followers on Instagram.
Don't be a hater.
I'm not hating. I'm not hating. I'm just like, wow.
Yeah, a little bit. You're hating a little bit. Morgan number 2, what else?
Keith Urban helped Nashville ring in the new year for a third year in a row. And during his set, he shared a medley of songs to pay tribute to the artists we lost in 2018. And here's him doing Aretha Franklin's Respect.
Yeah, Keith's played the New Year's show like the last 3 or 4 years. And this year he had Chris Jansen up with him. He had Lindsay L up with them. It was just like, it's turning into the Keith Urban New Year celebration more than like the Nashville party. But yeah, that's cool. Good. That it.
Yep. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
There you have it.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby. Tell me
something good. The Army National Guard spent nearly 18 years serving our country. And so he's at the eye doctor, and he's in the eye appointment, and they're just talking as he's getting his eyes checked out. And the doctor said, hey, what's up with your military service? So he tells him. And the eye appointment ends, and the doctor says, okay, this is what you'll need, and here are some glasses. And the glasses cost $280. Well, Jacob says, hey, I can't really afford that pair of $280 glasses. And so they're not saying who, because the person paid for it and left, but someone out of the kindness of their heart heard this, heard Jacob's story, and bought the glasses for him.
Wow.
Isn't that good?
Love it.
Isn't that a good story?
It's so awesome.
And that is what it's all about right there.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Gladstone, Oregon. A 26-year-old man was wearing a mask, had some bolt cutters, walking around for a bike looking for it, wanted to steal it. He sees one chained up. He goes, man, I'm going to get that
one. That's it.
Goes walking up, starts to cut the bolts. Only problem is it's right in front of the police station. I mean, they were sitting inside of their desk watching him. And then once he cut the bolt, he walked out, and boom, busted him. The video is absolutely hilarious.
Can we put it up? BobbyBones.com?
Oh, yeah. Man, hilarious.
You got to know your surroundings.
And it says Gladstone Police right there on the window next to the bike.
My imagination tells me he really wasn't totally in his right mind. It does. Wow, he stole the bike right. The bike rack's right in front of the police station window. Wow.
Were those like police bikes?
I guess it's a police officer that rode his bike to work and chained it up outside. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on,
Bobby. Hey, Angela, Mississippi. Hey.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
We're good. I'm so glad to be back at work. I got to tell you, Angela, I don't know how many people feel like when they go back to work that they're just lucky to go back to work, but man, I woke up by the way, I didn't even wake up this morning because I didn't go to bed last night. I did not go to sleep, and I was like, woo,
back to work.
Yeah, I was like, let's go, baby, let's get back there. So
it's great having all y'all back. Happy New Year to everyone.
Yeah, you too.
Do y'all have any goals or resolutions for the year?
Oh, that's a solid question. Any New Year's resolutions? And I'll go first. And, you know, sometimes I see people hating on people that do resolutions, and I'm not that person. I think at any time, New Year's, mid-year, late month, if at any time you can give yourself a new goal or a new shot to have some sort of positivity infused into your life, like, I love that. Here's my recommendation for resolutions. Don't make it a year resolution. Make a January resolution. Like, by the end of January, you're going to do X. Because anytime you set these humongous goals, it's like a really large payment on something. You're like, this is never going to be over, you know? Mm-hmm. So make a one-month goal. And if you meet it and you do well, success breeds more. So you're like, oh, wow, I did pretty good. I got in my 11 workouts that I had hoped to do in January. Let me do this for February. So don't do I want to be a better person resolution, because there's no way to quantify that. So don't do that. And then secondly, because I encourage you to have resolutions. I love it. Secondly, have something that is attainable. Like, you really can do it. Because once you do it and you're successful at it, you will go, oh, wow, it's kind of cool to accomplish things. Let me keep going. But to answer your question, I do not have New Year's resolutions. I live a resolution every day.
Oh,
I have my goals. I do. I swear to
you. You're a walking resolution.
Mm-hmm. I have my I wake up in the morning and I know what I want to get done. I know what I want to get done this week. I know what I want to get done this month. I know what I want to get done this quarter. And so for me, my resolution is to just maintain. Keep eye on the prize. Amy, do you have any resolutions?
I don't have a resolution per se. I'm doing more of an intention.
Go ahead.
To try to be more present.
It's tough to quantify those.
Mm-hmm. I know, but I know what they mean. And also more organized. Mm. I know.
Can I give you a little advice?
Yes, you may, walking resolution.
How about you do like organization through the end of January? Like you say, like you did on your alarm clock when you snoozed. Remember this? It wasn't, I'm just not going to snooze anymore.
I still
don't
snooze, by the way.
Right. But because you were just doing it for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And 2 weeks turned into 3 weeks.
I, I'm not setting this crazy goal to like all of a sudden organize my entire house and organize my whole calendar and always have it all together. No, I have an intention.
The intentions are going to get you though, because you can slip out of those pretty easy.
Manifest.
Okay.
All right. Organization. I don't know. Listen, resolutions don't really work for me either, but I know that I want my theme for this year to just be a little bit more buttoned up.
Short-term goals, more so than resolutions. That's what I recommend. Lunchbox?
Oh, I got two.
Okay.
I'm going to listen to more music.
I like that.
Oh, wow.
Now do this. Do it specific. You're going to listen to two new songs a day to the end of January.
Whoa.
Like something like that.
That's a lot.
What?
Well, because...
Not for him.
Two new songs. That's nothing.
That's nothing.
Oh, okay.
Everybody gives me a hard time for not knowing music, so I'm going to... I put that iHeartRadio app on my TV, and I'm going to start listening to it. It's like when I'm sitting around the house, I'm going to turn it on and kind of listen to music.
Good.
And try to learn artists and different people and music that I've never heard. And then two, I'm going to try to keep my car more clean, because when I put the baby in the car, I got to take two boxes out, put the car seat in, then put the two boxes back around him. And I'm like, this looks so bad when I go places and I have to unpack boxes to get to my kid. So I've got to keep my car clean.
21 days to form a new habit. If you can do it 21 days in a row, that builds a new habit. So
yeah.
If you can keep your car clean for 21 days, which is basically the end of January, I think you'll probably live that life a little more.
All right.
Eddie, you have anything?
Yeah, I do. I do. I want to be debt-free. So with your
holy
the
holy
look on your
wow.
face.
You have a lot of debt.
I have 18,000 left. So it's a year resolution, but to break it down the way you just broke it down, so I have to pick like at the end of the month, this is how much I'm going to chip off,
well,
right?
Well, you could just go, let's see, there are 12 months and you have 18,000.
Yes.
You could do the math on that and say you're going to pay off 1500 a month or whatever it is. I don't have a
right.
calculator. So you could do that per month instead of per year, because per year you'll let it slide and go, you know what? I'll get to more of it in February.
Yeah.
So you can do that. That's what I would recommend.
Ooh, is it spread off on different little things, or is it all 18
it's in one
my
chunk? Last credit card.
Okay. Because you know how Dave Ramsey says pay the smaller off and it snowballs. So
this
already
is the
done
last
it.
Credit card.
This is the last roll of the snowball.
Yeah. And we've come down from 30 to 18. So I'm like, we can do this.
My recommendation is to break it up monthly.
All right.
Meet
wow.
your goal monthly.
18 in 1 year. Like you got down 12 and you were doing, and now you want to go 18 in 1 year?
You can do it. You can do
it. I think we can do
it. We should do something kind of like Dave does or whatever, like get you a bell. You get to come on here and ring
tell you what,
and like celebrate.
I will ring the crap out of that
yeah.
bell.
Hey, Lunchbox, do the math real quick on your calculator.
Okay.
So 18 divided by 12.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
Pulling that up.
Carry the one.
Divided by
12.
5 times 2.
I ran out of fingers.
What do you got?
$1,500 a month.
What,
okay.
Is that what it says? Wait.
Yeah, it says 1.5.
Okay.
So that's $1,500.
Okay.
You can.
I think we can do that. I think we can do it. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm going to check with you on February 1st if you put $1,500.
Okay. What would you have to sacrifice?
Oh, pizza on Fridays.
All your gambling.
Gambling.
The gambling for sure gone. All of it.
Well, there you go. How about that, Angela?
That sounds great to me. At least sounds like everybody has a goal.
Yeah. I was watching Amy's Instagram, and I see her daughter skiing, and like skiing like crazy. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Because she'd never been skiing before. A year ago, her daughter was living in an orphanage in Haiti. Now she's in Colorado flying down a mountain on skis.
I mean, yeah, you're telling me. I thought they were going to hate the snow. They've never even been to Colorado, obviously, in the winter. And our whole family skis, all the cousins, aunts, uncles, everybody. So this is a big family Christmas thing. And I thought, now we're going to be the odd man out because our kids are going to be miserable and they're going to be crying. They're going to hate it. And we're just going to have to be like, sorry, guys, we'll see you another time. But they got out there and they're awesome, like oddly good. My sister's husband was a ski instructor for 5 years in college, and he told us he has never seen kids pick it up that quickly.
Yeah,
ever.
I was amazed. Her daughter was skiing under people. I've never been snow skiing ever, so I'm watching
it. She was doing tricks, like going through legs. And when you go down that low, like you're like ducking down under someone's legs on skis. And then she stood right up. I thought she was going to fall over and like eat it. And she stood right up and kept on skiing. And I was like, athleticism. Like it showed me they are athletes because they haven't really done anything athletic yet besides ride their bike. And so now we're like, okay, they actually have certain skills and they're really good and they didn't complain and they were troopers. And I was like, yes, it was awesome.
So your sister lives in Colorado now?
Yeah.
So that's why you guys went?
Yes. And they are skiing all the time. I mean, yeah, We were all skiing down the mountain, all just looking at each other with our two little Haitian kids skiing next to us. And we were like, we're all skiing down the mountain. Because, like, I did not picture that happening. I thought maybe in a couple of years we'd work up to certain runs that you were doing. Because certain runs you go on are more difficult than others. And they were going on, like, some pretty difficult stuff. And they did not care. And it was amazing. And they didn't fall. She was going through trees. And the thing for her is, what's great is she loves accomplishing things. And it was so cool. Like every time she would do something new, she would just look at me and yell, Mom, I did it.
That's what I did.
And that
too.
Just made me so happy.
That was good. I saw it and thought it was cool.
Yeah.
I called Amy. I was like, is this even real?
It's real.
Is this another kid with a helmet on?
I can't believe it. Yeah.
Got a couple stories here. A lady in Wisconsin woke up on New Year's Day and found a drunk man asleep in her dog's bed. Now, I'm just thinking about what I would do. The guy apparently got drunk New Year's Eve. He lives two doors down, got in the wrong house, got through an unlocked side door, crawled into the dog bed. The dog was there too. The woman found him the next morning, didn't recognize him at first, grabbed a knife for protection, and she's not pressing charges. Here's an audio clip. I mean, imagine this. You're in your house, and there's someone asleep in your house.
I woke up, and I saw somebody over here on this dog bed.
Lynn Sarver says when she woke up at 5:15, an intruder was asleep just a few feet away.
We ran into the kitchen and grabbed a knife. Then we were scared.
Sarver says her 150-pound dog, Benton, was also asleep, partially on top of the man.
Seeing somebody sleeping with my dog is weird, you know.
The man was drunk and apparently mistook Sarver's house for his just a few doors down.
He was very apologetic and he said he lived up the street.
Oh, no.
What would you do? Two things. You would either run out and call 911 or just start beating him down. What would you do?
Oh, me? I'm going to grab my phone and run and call 911. I'm not going to start beating him.
I mean, someone's in your house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to run.
Yeah, me too. I'm not even acting like I would run outside.
I thought you were going to say you're going to beat him up.
Nope. And listen, he's in a place where I could beat him up pretty easily.
Yeah, he's asleep.
But I would run out, get everybody out, and then call from out there. There was an airplane story where a guy's on a flight, and he took off all his clothes and got naked and started walking down the aisle.
What?
Yeah. They say it's unclear what the motive was. The guy was 35 years old. Again,
motive was probably a little wasted.
Two crew members restrained the man in a seat, covered him with a blanket until the aircraft landed and he could be handed over to security. What would you do? You're on the flight. You see a naked man coming down.
Start videoing.
Oh, okay. You grab your phone and video.
Yeah. What do you do?
I think I honestly tackle him.
Wait, but he's not a threat.
You know, if
he's
yes,
naked,
he is.
I don't want to tackle him.
Anybody that's already done something crazy is very able to do something else crazy.
Oh, but at least you know he's not armed.
True. I think in this situation, because listen, I'm not going to fight.
You're
I would tackle
him.
Absolutely.
You're tackle the naked
guy.
I would go down and I would tackle the crap out of him and just start.
You don't want to tackle the guy sleeping in your home, but you want to tackle the naked guy.
Yeah, you want to tackle the naked guy on the airplane.
The guy sleeping in my home may still stay asleep. This guy's on an airplane. He can hurt people. If I get everybody out of the house, the drunk guy's not hurting anybody.
Right. Okay.
The guy on the airplane, he's already doing crazy things.
Well, I'm going to video you tackling him.
Great. And I would. And I'm no hot shot. I'm no guy that's up for a fight. But if I see a naked person coming down the aisle, I'm jumping on him.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I'm going to see this to believe it.
Okay, set it up next time. Let's see what happens. Marguerite, hello.
Good morning, Bobby. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Where are you in Massachusetts?
I am in Oak Bluffs.
Oh, we love it there.
Yeah.
We love it there. Yes. What would you like to say?
Thank you. I just wanted to say welcome back. It's great to have you guys back on the air and share my ride into work with y'all.
Yeah, we're glad to be back on the air. I didn't even sleep last night. I was so excited. Like, I might have slept 15 minutes. And then I woke up and was like, all right, time to go.
So did you stay up till New Year's, like midnight on New Year's Eve?
Yeah, easily. Because on this break, 3 days into it, I was staying up till 4 and 5 in the morning. 2 and 3 in the morning at least. That's my normal schedule. If I could just live a life, I would be up till 2, 3, 4. And when the sun comes up, I would go down. And so, but that's not what I can do now.
What'd you do?
On New Year's, for the first year ever, I actually did something. It went like 12 years since my dog's been alive. Because
normally fireworks and stuff you stay
would scare
with.
Them.
Yeah.
And my dog died last year after 15 years. And so I would never go out on New Year's when he was alive because fireworks scared him so bad. And so I was like, wow, what do I do? So one of my friends that lived like five houses down, was having like a dinner, and then we played Cards Against Humanity.
That's a game.
And then we watched it on the countdown on TV. So it wasn't like a rager, But it was good. But here's the thing. On my Instagram, and I almost hesitate to tell you this, pull up my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. Okay. You pull it up too, Amy.
Okay.
And the party was in – you show up in sweats, and you go to dinner. And I did this boomerang. Did you see it, Mike D? I'm talking about – I did this boomerang where it's me and two of my friends are jumping up and down.
Oh, yeah.
You can see my wiener.
Oh,
like,
really?
In the sweats. Did you see it, Mike D?
Okay, I don't see it.
Look.
No, I don't. Now I'm scared to.
Yeah.
No, you can see
and
it.
So
where?
Many people are
it's
messaging.
Right there.
You don't
what?
See it like straight up, but you see it because I'm in sweats.
No. Like if you use your imagination, you know it's there.
Yeah. And so many listeners were messaging me going, hey, dude. So I thought about taking that down, but you see it, Aim? I'm like jumping in sweats.
Okay. Well, first of all, you're wearing ramen noodle sweats.
Yeah, they're
it's pretty
mashing.
Awesome.
You know how I found those?
How?
On Instagram. They recommended them to me and I bought them.
You got recommended ramen noodle sweats.
Uh-huh.
That's awesome.
And I'm sure it came from some terrible factory in China.
Sure.
So I bought
it. And your
them.
Phone heard you talking about ramen noodles, so it recommended it.
Still eat them. Yeah. But yeah, there's a boomerang of me jumping up and down. You can look. It's up there, Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. So that's yeah. what I did. And then I went home at like 12:15, called it at night.
Oh, so you made it till midnight and you're like, bye.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But then who hangs out after midnight? Do people still party after midnight?
Some people do.
Yes. Mm.
Oh. What'd you do, Lunchbox?
The wife and I popped some champagne, had a couple glasses in bed by 10:30.
Oh, you didn't stay up?
No.
Baby?
And we drove back from Texas at that time, that day, and I was exhausted, had some bubbly, and I was like, you know what? I can call tonight. It'll still be the New Year when I wake up in the morning. First time ever I've missed New Year's Eve.
I went to your house on New Year's Day, though, huh, Amy?
New Year's Eve day.
Was it New Year's Eve day?
Yeah.
Because it was your anniversary.
Mm-hmm. It was New Year's Eve. Yeah, because you were talking about going to this dinner, and I was really glad. I didn't know for sure what you were going to do or how late you were going to stay out, and I hadn't talked to you since. But now I'm glad you went and had a good time and that you made it all the way till midnight.
What did you guys do?
We just went over to another family friend's house. Like, we had a kid. It was a kid family-friendly party. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know if we would make it till midnight. Like, I took the kids' pajamas just in case, and... Sure enough, but we made it till the ball dropped and then put the kids in the pajamas and they fell asleep on the car ride home.
And it was you and your husband's anniversary, so did you guys do anything for that?
Yeah, we're just gonna celebrate that later. Now that we have kids, it's like having your anniversary on New Year's was always cool because you always had something to go do. But then when you have kids, it's hard to find a babysitter that night because like everybody wants to be out doing something. And then it's also fun to be together as a family that night. So we'll just, we're celebrating later.
Well... that was ours. It was mine. I saw also on the break, maybe 2 days ago. I don't know. All these days start to get mixed up. I don't know. Today's Thursday, and that's weird to me that we're back on a Thursday.
Yeah.
But like three people died. Mean Gene Okerlund died. Do you know who he is, Amy?
No.
If you're a wrestling fan back in the day, which I was, he was the WWF at the time, backstage guy.
Well, you have arrived, Hulk Hogan.
Have you ever seen anything as beautiful as this, Mean Gene?
He was 76 years old. Super Dave from Curb Your Enthusiasm, but I knew him from Super Dave Osborne. He died. He was 76 years old.
Let me explain something to you.
Sure.
I lost my dad a year ago.
Did you know who he was, Super Dave?
Mm-mm.
No? And then he was on David Letterman a lot. That's how I knew him. And then Captain and Tennille. Captain died.
Oh, wow.
He was 76. All of them were 76. But weird. Here, do you know this song, Amy?
Love will keep us together.
Yeah. I don't know why I know it, but I do.
You'll know a bunch of their songs.
Do that to me one more time.
You know that?
Yep.
It's Captain and Tennille.
Muskrat, muskrat, candlelight.
You know Muskrat Love?
Yeah.
Yeah, it died. Three people died.
And they were all 76?
They were all 76, yeah.
Oh, man.
So, yeah.
Do you think you'll make it to 80?
You know, I do.
Okay.
I have
we had this conversation with my family around Christmas, and I was surprised that my brother-in-law was like, I don't want to live past 80. And I was like, what? There's so much life to be lived past 80.
You got
to
think, like, our president is almost 80. Everybody running for president is almost 80.
Right.
Yeah. It's like...
My dad's 77. He's kind of like, look, I got another good 3 years. Now he's saying 80. My brother-in-law is saying 80.
Like Joe
Biden. Why are y'all saying 80?
Bernie Sanders. Yeah. All these guys... They're all old.
And I don't consider them too old.
Me either.
Well, so what do you think?
Well, here's my issue is I have a lot of cancer in my family.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, a lot. And so, and a lot of people have died from it. Everybody's died from either addiction or cancer, mm-hmm. right? So I'm not looking good on that front. Just
well, you're not addicted to anything, so that's good.
Genetically. Right. I don't know. Ooh. I had a rough time over the break because I'm off of everything. Like I was taking anxiety medicine for the past year and a half.
Oh, you're off?
I got off every single thing.
What are you doing with it?
Listen, I still have it if you want it. But I went through some crazy withdrawals.
Yeah.
Because I've been on it for so long. And I was traveling time zones. And I get super bad anxiety. And like I was diagnosed PTSD after I got jumped a couple times. And it's a whole – but I got off of everything. But I have that addiction gene. And I feel it. That's why I don't drink. So I don't – I've never tried a drug, never drank, because I know I'll do it all.
Okay, well, so back to the age thing.
Yeah, that's why – so I, the addiction gene's there. I could still hop into that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's time. There's time for that.
Everybody's died of either that or cancer.
Yeah.
And so – but I think science is getting us to a place where I can last it out.
Yeah.
I do. I have like blood – like when I use the bathroom.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
But it's from a hemorrhoid. And I didn't know that checked out.
Okay. That's good.
But that's okay.
But it's from a hemorrhoid,
I'm starting
good.
To worry though that it's like –
colon cancer?
I don't know. You always think the worst.
I know. Well, you should go, not to be Debbie Downer, but that's how my mom discovered she had cancer.
Yeah.
Blood.
It just happens like once every year and a half or so. And then they got to go to
what causes
check.
It to flare up?
Okay.
This show.
What?
Yeah.
What?
It's our
Wait,
fault.
Yeah.
We caused
your hemorrhoid to flare up.
No.
I thought it was like running.
I think the dancing did.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's a good point.
All the dance. Yeah.
Sure.
You're like, hey doctor, so but what have you been doing differently? Dancing.
A lot.
I take like in my mirror ball during the check. Here doc, here's the mirror ball. Go on.
Oh yeah. My gosh. Yeah. I mean, Okay, but give me an age now. How old do you think you're going to live? Or do you want to live? How old do you want to live to?
100.
Okay, thank you.
You can do that. You guys
yes,
are healthy.
That's
you guys
good.
Are healthy.
But it's all genetic. This is what I've learned about life. It's all genes.
Yeah.
Weight, life, all of these things that we're like, oh, we can control it. You can control it a little bit, but it's genetic. Look at your parents. Hair.
Oh, great.
Really?
All of it.
Look at your parents. It's genetic. You can control a little bit of it, but really you can't. So, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, everybody. I don't even know how we got on that.
Well, 100's hopeful. I don't know, probably because I brought up because everybody in my family only wants to live till 80 now.
Margarita, are you still there?
I am still here.
I'm sorry. What did you ask?
I didn't ask anything. I was just saying welcome back.
Oh,
happy New Year.
Like, you guys kept talking.
Oh, yeah. We just
We
just ran away with that one, didn't we?
Yeah, you did. That's all right. You were having a good conversation.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much. There you go.
She was on the phone for that whole thing?
Yeah. You good with that? You can just hang.
Yeah. I'm pretty good with that.
All right. Well, have a good morning.
Hey, thanks, guys.
All right. See you later. Yeah, the guy's name for Super Dave, his name was Bob, but his character was Super Dave. Mm-hmm. I knew him as Super Dave. And people are going, no, Bob Einstein or Einstein. He created the character. No, he was Super Dave. Yeah, they all died. Crazy. That's how it came up.
Yes, 76.
That's how it came up. You know, I went to yoga last night, and I have to wear a watch in yoga. And the instructor looks at me weird because I'm wearing a watch, and I'm supposed to look at time, I guess.
Yeah, you're not.
And I didn't wear my watch last night, and I was so lost. I don't get lost in yoga. I don't, whatever you're supposed to do in a yoga class, I don't do it. I don't go in and go like, I found peace with myself. The whole time I'm just like, this is not good. I did get a good job in class though yesterday. And the classes are packed because it's New Year. And people
oh yeah,
are,
everyone's there.
And you know what? Good for them. I really thought to myself, good for everyone trying to like start and do something right. And it won't last, but even if 5% of people do, great, great for that select. I'm not a hater of New Year's resolutions. I'm not a big fan of setting year-long resolutions or these wide-ranging. I'm a big fan of setting small goals, getting them, and if you like it, set another one because you actually have something to reach toward. But I forgot my watch. I was lost the whole class.
So why do you feel lost? Just because you don't know the
time?
I
need to know what time it is all the time. I need to look down and go, okay, there are 47 minutes left. There are 19 minutes left. When I'm boxing, I'm looking at the clock the whole time. That's a good thing for exercise.
Oh.
Not fighting, but like going to the boxing classes and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I should start doing that a little bit.
Why are you punching right now?
I think that'd probably be good for my upper body.
Anyone have a health resolution-ish? Or everybody pretty good on where they are?
Good.
Pretty good.
Kind of happy where I'm at.
Yeah. My jeans
can always
fit.
Do better, but you know, overall pretty happy.
Yeah. That's a big one. The health, do better health-wise. Yeah, I feel pretty good about where I am. I have like nagging injuries though from the dancing I was doing. My shoulder still hurts.
Yeah.
It's like people come back with like, you know, older when you're like a grandpa, you're going to be telling your war stories. Like you're going to be like,
but
well,
wait,
back in the day.
This was your arm that you fell on the very first episode.
Mm-hmm. That and my foot. Because when I was barefoot dancing on that 1 week where I danced barefoot,
I have a.
The more contemporary.
Yeah, that's what it's called, a contemporary.
Mm-hmm.
I had a little hairline fracture on the top of it.
Yeah.
It hurts like crazy.
Yeah.
And so, but anything I do now, things pop.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can feel my body.
Like it changed your body for sure.
I just think age is changing my body.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like that and age. Like I start to go, my back.
It's crazy, isn't it?
I'm 38 years old and I'm starting to feel it. Like feeling like bones. When it gets cold, like my body feels like temperature changing.
And that's got to be hard for you because mentally you're not 38 years old.
No, I'm still Peter Pan, man.
Correct. You're 20s.
That's good though. I think you have to maintain that mentality that you're 20.
But then
20.
Your bones start arguing with you.
Well, my mentality is this. I'm split. I'm an odd dichotomy of how I feel because part of me has always been mature. I had to grow up super fast.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't grow up in the best circumstances, so I had to grow up fast. And the other part of me is single with no kids, so I'm still buying tennis shoes.
Mm-hmm. Hoodies.
Tennis shoes and hoodies, yeah. So it's, you
and
know.
Funky socks.
Yeah, all of that. No socks.
No, you're done with socks?
Mm-hmm. Amy did buy me a freaking awesome pair of shoes, though, for Christmas.
Do you like them?
I did.
Oh,
yeah.
I saw them. They were legit.
Two pairs. Eddie came over the house. Yeah, two pairs. Of shoes. One of them I really liked. The other pair I liked a lot, too, but Amy crushed, and Morgan number two bought me a nice pair of shoes. But yeah, like Amy crushed a pair of shoes. Shoes I couldn't even find. And I love tennis shoes.
Oh, listen, they weren't even out yet. By the time you had them, they weren't out yet.
I couldn't find them. And so I got them. I was like, whoa.
That's the hard part about getting something for you. It's like you find everything.
Apparently Pharrell came up with them or something.
Oh. Amy went to Pharrell's house. Hey, can I get these shoes for Bobby?
They were at Pharrell's warehouse or something.
Yeah, yeah. Well, good luck with everybody's resolutions. You know, do it day by day. Week by week instead of until the end of the year, you know?
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So a couple in California, they were out on a walk on Long Beach and they discovered a diaper bag left behind. So when they found the bag, they were like, oh man, somebody's baby diaper bag. We probably try to get this back. When they looked inside, there was a wallet with a ton of cash along with passports belonging to an entire family. So they also, in another little pocket, found the contact information for these people and they contacted them. They were able to return it. And obviously those people were super thankful to get the bag, the cash, and the passports back.
How much cash?
It just says a ton, capital T-O-N, ton of
like
cash.
Thousands of dollars.
But it sounds to me like, I don't know, I kind of would want to just get this bag back to the people too because it sounds like it's a go bag.
Yeah,
in
it does.
In disguise, like
they're probably
diaper
like spies.
Bag. Yeah.
I saw a story where a fisherman like reeled in 6 pounds of drugs, like hardcore drugs.
What?
Yeah.
Where?
Well, what a catch.
I know this isn't telling me something. Kind of it is. Authorities in Florida said a fisherman reeled in a package that turned out to be filled with 60 pounds of suspected cocaine. 60 pounds. Wow. Listen, I'm going to tell you what I would do if I'm that fisherman.
What?
I'm throwing it back in the water, running away.
Yeah,
going,
yeah,
I got no
cops.
Business yeah. with it. Mm-hmm. I don't want the
El Chapo.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cut the line.
No.
I don't want Tampa Chapo coming after me or wherever that was. Nothing. I don't want to be in the news. It's going back in the water, and I'm never fishing there again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Tell Me Something Good.
Wow. Yeah.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Over to Morgan number two now.
Bobby Bones Show.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Blake Shelton surprised one of his fans in Las Vegas. Gwen Stefani posted a video of Blake going up to a woman who just happened to be gambling on a Blake-themed slot machine.
That's funny. Like you're playing the Blake slots and he comes up. Red. Yeah, that's good. All right, what else?
Luke Combs was $3,000 away from $1 million on Instagram, and he said if his fans got him to $1 million, he would release a new song. Well, they got him to $1 million, and he shared the new song. It's called Every Little Bit Helps.
Yeah, I was watching, and he was like, yeah, I'm going to play a new song, and he played it. Here it is. I like that guy. If I hit a million today, I also will release a new song.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Mr.
How
Bobby
many
Bones.
To go?
Well, like 150,000.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Here comes a million, then you're going to be like, oh, crap, I need to write a song.
All right, what else?
Keith Urban helped Nashville ring in the new year for a third year in the row. And during his set, he shared a medley of songs to pay tribute to all the artists that we lost in 2018.
He's done that every year. I like that. I think he did it for Prince, if I'm just watching.
I think
the first
right.
time. And it was really cool, and I think now he does it every year.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
I'm Morgan number two. That's the skinny.
You ready over there?
Yeah.
First one of the year. Here we go. Amy's corny.
The morning corny.
When is the best time to eat eggs?
When is the best time to eat eggs?
At the crack of dawn.
Cracking eggs.
The crack of dawn.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the lunchbox? I did not think that was good.
I thought she came out sputtering. Wait, the new year we come with that?
Yeah, I felt the same way.
I thought you would come out with...
Okay, let's start over.
No. Okay.
We have to. Are you kidding?
The morning corny.
Why did the lion eat the tightrope walker?
Why did the lion eat the tightrope walker?
He wanted a well-balanced meal.
Okay. I mean, just because the other one was... Yeah. I mean, that... Okay.
That's better than crack in the morning.
That was the morning corny.
My bad.
Couple
I
things.
Mean...
Coming up in a second, we're going to talk about that movie on Netflix, Bird Box, which a lot of us watched. We have that. I have a whole list of things I watched. I'm going to recommend a couple. One series that I watched that was really good that I'm going to recommend to you guys.
Okay.
So we'll do that coming up in a second. You guys can call us if you want, 877-77-BOBBY. And I'll say this, on Saturday, if you're in Muskegon, Michigan, I am playing the Fraunhofer Center there. It's a theater. If you want to come watch my comedy show, and Tennille Towns will be there, BobbyBonesComedy.com. It's a Saturday. BobbyBonesComedy.com. Some tickets left. I watched so many shows over the break. I watched a show called The Innocent Man, which is on Netflix, which is a series. It's one of those, did he kill him, like real life things. Apparently, John Grisham wrote this book called The Innocent Man. It was his only nonfiction book about Ada, Oklahoma, and these murders. And you're watching the show on Netflix. It's like Making a Murderer, but it's a little better because, one, Making a Murderer was already made, so they saw that and could make it better.
Right.
And two, they made it kind of cinematic and added some things like Unsolved Mysteries back in the day.
Yeah.
It was good. I recommend that on Netflix.
You mean like reenactments?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it was good. And then I've been to Ada. I went to Blake Shelton's, and he lives there.
Yeah.
And I was like, I've been there.
Wow.
And I was like, I wonder if I know some of these people. Whoa. It's crazy. So that was good. By the way, let me hit this. Sorry.
Name drop!
I know, but why else would I go to Ada, Oklahoma?
Correct.
Right.
I don't know anybody else there.
Just Blake.
Yeah. So I watched that. It was good. I watched Bird Box, and I watched it pretty early before it got... But I was definitely meme-influenced. Like, these things all over the internet were popping up, and so... You know, I don't fall for peer pressure, but meme pressure I do. And I was like, oh, this is about to catch up. And on Netflix, it's the top thing, Bird Box. Sandra Bullock's in it. The woman from the O.J. Simpson series, what's her name? Sarah Paulson, who's really good. And I watched it, and I don't like scary movies. And most of the time, Netflix movies are crap.
Because
they haven't really got that down yet. They got the series down, but the movies are mostly crap. I loved it. I thought it was so good, and I know it's cool to go, it's okay, it's not that good. I'm not that cool. I watched it and was like, pretty good, man. It was long. It's 2 hours. But it had some real actors
in
it.
Okay, it's a movie.
Yes.
It's a movie.
Okay.
And it was good. Some people were like, it didn't give enough backstory. I'm like, life doesn't give a backstory.
But there's going to be another.
Don't know.
Okay.
I liked it. Why? What? You watched it?
Yes. And my friend sent me some different articles on it. And I think that there could be a Bird Box 2.
I think there has to be now because it was so big.
Like right.
I said, 45 million people watched it in the first week.
Wow.
Whoa. Yeah. I mean, it was definitely good. I learned about it from my 15-year-old niece.
Yeah.
So she helped me get with the times.
Did you watch all of it?
Bird Box. Yeah. I watched the whole thing. I watched it in 2 different days, but completed it and was definitely like, okay, wow. Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yes. I was a little confused, but I think that that'll get solved if they put out more.
What, confused?
Yeah. You're not confused?
No.
You're not confused?
I learned everything I was supposed to learn.
You did?
Why would you be confused in a movie?
Well, they don't tell you everything. Meaning,
see?
Like,
I'm confused.
But like Walking Dead, they don't tell you why the disease happens.
Yeah, I want to know why.
But that's not the purpose. In life, you don't... You're one of those people that I was like, you don't have to know everything.
One of those people?
Yes.
Those people?
Yes. At the end of the Tom Hanks movie with the volleyball?
Yes.
Yeah, Castaway.
Wilson.
Yes. No. Castaway.
Castaway.
At the end of that movie, not to spoil it, but it's been forever... You don't know what happens because he's just standing there.
Right.
Yeah.
And people got so mad at the ending. And I'm like, guys, movies don't have to be bookends.
Okay, use your imagination.
Calm down. I'm not mad. I was
pretty angry.
No. I liked it. I was just a little confused.
Yeah. Well, it's okay.
It's okay.
So isn't the scary movie in?
I'm not running it. Okay. So I'm not saying much else.
Okay.
But I thought the same thing, and I came out enjoying it.
Okay. I will take
who
that.
Who else watched it?
Mike, do you watch Bird Box?
Yeah.
You like it?
I thought it was really good.
How many birds do you give it?
I give it 5 birds.
Yeah. Okay. I give it 4.5 birds.
5 birds?
Okay.
Wow. 20?
Yeah, I mean,
but we're way
it
building it up.
4?
And I think, too, that I thought it was so good because Netflix usually puts out garbage.
Uh-huh.
And I had low expectations.
Garbage?
For movies, yes.
Oh, I don't even know that I've ever watched a Netflix
correct
movie.
I've only ever seen 2, and they're both garbage.
Yeah. Honestly, in my mind,
one, it was garbage.
Because I watched it in 2 parts, I kind of, like, already divided it up in episodes because there's something that happens.
Amy watched the Bird Box series.
Because, like, I was already explaining it to another friend. I'm like, well, in episode 1, because it happened at the beginning, and I was like, oh, never mind, it's a movie.
That's funny. What else did I watch? I want to recommend. I watched Amy put me on this show called Jack Ryan on Amazon Prime.
And?
It's good. I'm like 4 episodes into 6.
I've watched the whole thing. It's amazing.
It's Jim from The Office.
John Krasinski.
Ooh. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a CIA agent.
The entire Office again. From all 9 seasons.
How many times have you done this?
Oh, probably like 6 or 7.
That's crazy.
It stays on in the background at this point. I watched that again. I listened to a podcast called Gladiator about Aaron Hernandez.
Oh, whoa.
Boston Globe did it. Fantastic.
The guy that died in prison?
The guy that did the murders and then died in prison.
Football player.
It's like 7 parts. It's a fantastic
podcast.
What is podcast
it on?
It's called Gladiator.
Oh, okay. Gladiator.
It's on podcast.
Amy watched, you know what I was thinking about watching and I never could pull the trigger to get there, was Crazy Rich Asians.
Watched it. It was on my Southwest flight for free. You know how Southwest lets you like just watch things for free now? Crazy Rich Asians was an option, and I was like, you know what? I'm watching it, and it was so good.
Was it?
Yes.
Do I need to have a girl with me to watch it? Because that's why I couldn't
commit.
Because it's like a romantic comedy.
No, you don't need a girl. What? You didn't like it, Lunchbox?
It was just okay.
Is it because I was stuck at 30,000 feet?
I think so. I think that's what your options were. My wife and I and sister-in-law all watched, and afterwards you're like, okay, I guess it was all right.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I thought it was funny and awesome. I had all kinds of feels watching it, and no, you don't need to be with the girl.
Eddie, our video producer, watched Spider-Man, the cartoon.
Cough.
And I heard from another adult male friend that it's fantastic.
Listen, man, I'm a parent. I have 2 kids, and I'm forced to go see all these cartoons. I loved this. It was so good.
Was it so good compared to other cartoons or just in general?
It's like no other cartoon I've ever seen.
That's what my friend
said. It's like an animated comic book. It's like a comic book turned into life.
Huh.
It's really, really, the story's good, the music is good, the everything, the artwork is fantastic. It's
Mike,
so
you had
good
to have seen this, right?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Is it?
Yeah.
Morgan, number 2, our digital, saw Creed 2.
Oh, best Rocky movie out there.
Okay,
I know it's
like,
not a
you're
Rocky
like 12
movie.
No, Morgan, number 2.
I know Rocky it's not.
Is it in theaters or all on DVD or
it's
what?
In theaters right now.
I've seen all of them. I know it's not considered a Rocky movie,
sure,
but
sure,
it's
yeah
in the series, I guess you could say. And it's my favorite of all time.
I just, like, Rocky IV,
oh,
like, shaped my childhood.
That's the Russian. I mean, that's a big deal.
But then you have to see Creed 2. I won't give anything away, but is if Rocky IV is your favorite, you have to see Creed 2.
So there's a Russian?
Back. Yeah, it's the same Russian. He's back with his son.
They say if he dies, he dies.
Yeah,
I don't know if they say that. Did I say that again? If he dies.
I'm just telling you. That.
Yeah, that'd be awesome if the son was like, who's in it? Michael Jordan?
Yeah, Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
Not Michael Jordan. Michael B.
Not
Jordan.
Not Air Jordan.
Yeah, not Michael Air Jordan. You see Mary Poppins?
I did see Mary Poppins.
Was that good?
I mean, you know what? Look, 2 people are going to like Mary Poppins. Really, really young kids or old people that love the original
okay
one.
Okay, me. I'm going to love
anyone
it.
Anyone in the middle, it's okay.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, for what it is, for it being Mary Poppins, it's pretty good.
Hmm. Well, I got a couple things. One, we got a bunch of songs that turned 20 years old.
Oh.
Yeah, which is crazy. I'm going to play
them. It's going to make us feel old.
Yeah.
Yes.
It'd make Morgan number 2 feel like woomy. How old are you? 26?
25.
She just turned 25.
Yeah, that's true. But Rocky Creed 9 is her favorite.
That's the best Rocky.
The digital Rocky on YouTube Red is her favorite.
What's YouTube Red?
I don't know. I just made a joke. I'm not even sure. Is that a thing?
Yes,
YouTube Red?
It is.
It's something.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh.
Yeah, just a joke. Like a weird thing that young
only kids watch. Yeah. Okay, I gotta know what the Bird Box challenge is.
So the movie Bird Box on Netflix,
right,
she puts a blindfold on.
Which
and the whole purpose of the movie is you can't see what's killing people because if you do, it makes you kill yourself.
Oh.
Like you can't, so you have to put a blindfold on to go out. And so you're doing it all blind, right? And so the Bird Box Challenge people have started doing is they put blindfolds on and they do things like drive their car.
Oh, my goodness.
Like walk down the street.
What?
Yeah, it's pretty funny, huh?
I mean,
Netflix had to put out a message going, hey, stop doing the Bird Box Challenge.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Because at one point in the movie, they have to get in the car and drive blindfolded.
I mean, have you ever tried doing this around your house? It's hard.
Yeah, it's called going pee.
Oh, at night.
Yeah, it's the Bird Box Challenge. And I have a dark wood door in my bathroom. And about one night a week, I run into it.
Oh, my goodness.
Because it looks like darkness. So, yes, I live the Bird Box Challenge. Every time I try to urinate after about 10 p.m.
Netflix goes, we do not know how this started. Well, your movie.
Duh.
You know, we played some replay segments of over the break where we weren't here playing like best of. And the segments that people loved was those shocker segments. When you do the shocker trivia, we put it the shock. We haven't done that in a while.
Mm. So people people
loved it.
Get tortured.
Do they?
We got to bring it back.
No.
Morgan, number two, you were watching the socials.
Yeah, people really were like, do the shocker challenge when you guys get back.
Because we used to do the shocker. And by the way, the shocker is like a dog shock collar, not the finger thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You have to clarify that?
Well, yeah, you never know. We haven't done it in a while.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
The shocker challenge sounds painful, but it's a different kind of pain. It's a dog shock collar.
Yeah, it still hurts.
Yeah. And so but they were loving that.
Why? I wonder why.
I don't know.
We need to know why people want to hear us scream in agony.
It's funny.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Last week was a big day for Travis Trent. His wife walks in and goes, honey, it's time to go to the hospital. We're having a baby.
Travis Trent?
Trent.
Oh, I was like, oh, wow, he's having a baby.
I was like, what? Yeah. This is not a bigger story. Okay, so this guy named Travis.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And so he drives his wife to the hospital and he drops her off up front and goes, honey, I'm going to go park the car. I'll be right in. He goes to park it and he has the heater going and it makes a big loud noise. Car catches on fire. The heater blows up, catches the car on fire, baby's born, so he has no car to get home. An auto dealership heard the story and donated a car to Travis and his family.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's good. Did you do the Travis Trent thing on purpose?
Yeah, because it sounded like Travis Trent, and I wanted people to get more excited, like, oh, wow, but...
But then we were...
I know, but you weren't supposed to stop me. You were supposed to just go along with like, wow, okay, and everybody.
Of course, we were going to stop you.
In the back of their head,
it's
they're
like,
thinking,
wow, we all thought it was Travis Tritt.
It's like my friend Tim McGrew, right? Let me tell you,
Tim McGrew.
You'll never what? You're going to stop that story? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good story. That is a good story.
Yeah, and they had a healthy baby girl named Kennedy.
Yeah, good. So I like that name, Kennedy. That's good.
It's cute.
That's what's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
These are songs that are turning 20 years old. You want to hear them? 20 years old. Here you go.
Hey now, you're an all-star.
Smash Mouth All-Stars, 20 years old.
Yeah. Hey now,
some of these are really good songs. And I'm going to bring in Morgan number two, who's our head of digital, the youngest person on the show. She's 25. So is this like an oldie to you?
Hey now, you're an all-star.
Yeah, I think I listened to that when I was in middle school, so yeah.
Okay, so when you hear this from Eminem.
My name is.
And I remember playing this for the first time. I was a teenager on the radio, and I was like, what is that? This is the coolest song ever. But when you hear like old Eminem, what is that to you?
I love old Eminem. I don't really like new Eminem as much. I like old Eminem better.
Huh, you don't like angry Eminem. You like goofy Eminem.
Yeah, because that's what I would listen to when I was playing like sports in middle school. That's what we would put on the loudspeaker.
Did you like Limp Bizkit?
A little bit.
Not really?
Man, not like
super. They
were
so good for a bit. What's it sound like? You're 26, 25. What's it sound like to you?
It sounds like a rock band, kind of. Like my older sister would listen to this and I'd always make her turn it in the car.
You made her change
it's
it from
too much. Yeah, like, this is heavy.
Wow. This is like the hybrid rock rap.
It is heavy.
Yeah. Thing.
Come on.
Did I wait so long, to figure it out? But
yeah, it's a jam. We're getting old. Limp Bizkit was so good for a while. Okay. These are all songs turned 20 years old. Mambo number five. This song, do you remember that one?
Yeah.
This next song, Eiffel 65 Blue. was the jam.
So good.
What is it? That's good.
I remember listening to you on the radio talk about how you knew the words. Like, you guys all had your different interpretations of what they were saying.
No, I know what they're saying.
Oh, what are they saying?
Daba dee daba die. That's what they're saying.
I thought it was, if I was blue, I would die.
No. No. In country music, Lone Star, Amaze, came out 20 years ago.
So good.
That turned into a big old pop hit. You know who I'm wanting to see, like, really cross over hard is, and it's still trying, is Dan and Shay Tequila. Like, it's climbing up the pop chart. I love it.
It should cross over.
Man, I root for those guys so much. I watch that pop chart, and I'm just like, come on, baby. Because we haven't really had a country song that goes, like, pure pop. Love a country artist.
Like, since, like, what, Taylor?
Well, so I would say, you know, the FGL, BB Rexha, but they have a pop artist on that track.
True. So it's not the same.
It's not the same. But yeah, like, Rascal Flatts did it back years ago.
Lady Antebellum.
Taylor did it. Lady A did it. I did a podcast on my Bobbycast with Dave Haywood from Lady A, and he talks about that song and their experience at crossing over. And he just talks about the song. They didn't want anything to do with that song. It almost didn't get recorded. It was the last one. They didn't want to put it as a single. It's a great podcast. Like, today, if you're bored, search Bobbycast. It's a show I do from my house. And look up the one with Dave Haywood. And they talk about Need You Now and how that song, it was such a big pop song. He said they were playing all over the world. And it was just like, whoa, boom!
Huge.
Yeah, I hope that happens to Dan and Shay, man. Dixie Chicks, Ready to Run, 20 years old.
Ready to run.
Come on.
All I'm ready to do is
have some fun.
So good, right?
So good.
Oh, can we do like a, is it Throwback Thursday? Can we
play all these songs?
I know, right? This is 20 years old.
Maybe write this down. Take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down.
Well, those are 20 years old today.
Take my words.
Yeah, excuse me?
Read them every day. Keep them close by. Don't you let them fade away. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, they just don't make them like they used to.
No, they sure don't, Amy. They sure don't.
You know, everybody's prime music, everybody, is their teenage years.
Yeah. Correct.
Like, that's your music. That remains your music. Like, last night, I was listening to Dave Matthews Band.
Oh, come on. What were you listening to?
And Counting Crows. I had it on iHeartRadio and, like, the channel.
Oh.
Mm.
Like, that kind of music there, like, that is personifies me.
Sure.
The Garth, when he, you know, in the 90s, mm-hmm. all that 90s stuff. Mm-hmm. But you know why 90s country is so big right now? Because most of us are this age now, and we can look back at it and go, that was awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Do you know who really has, like, is just crushing it?
Who?
And who doesn't get the respect that he deserves. And I think if he'd have walked away for a bit, he would have come back and been like, and he is legendary. But because he stayed relevant for so long, we just consider him relevant.
Oh, I know.
It's Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw, for sure.
Because I was playing the 90s Country Channel on iHeartRadio, which, by the way, if you don't have the app, you should get the app. But, old McGraw came up, like, 99, 97. Was crushing it.
Slaying
it's
it.
It's 2019 now.
Eddie, did you say slaying?
Yeah, is that not what the kids
say? You say whatever you want.
Okay, because it was, I mean, really, he was been crushing for so long.
Slay,
for
Tim,
so
slay.
Long. Like, yeah. Let's just say 99, and that was I remember listening to, hearing Don't Take the Girl.
John's Daddy.
And going,
like,
that's the deepest song I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember Indian Outlaw came out, and I was like, that's a jam. Because
yeah.
I used to listen to Kiss in 96. That was the station I grew up to listen to country. And I was like, wow, Indian Outlaw, and then Don't Take the Girl.
No, at, like, our junior high dance, like, if you didn't get asked to dance during Don't Take the Girl, it was, like, really sad. You just
you
sat there and
life.
You watched everybody else dancing to Don't Take the Girl.
And my point is, that was 20 years ago,
yeah. mm-hmm.
and but he's been knocking them out for over 20 years.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, we have a Hall of Famer still playing at his prime.
But he still keeps doing it.
He just put out Neon Church.
Yeah.
Like, it's like...
Yeah, and he oddly, like, looks the same. Like, when you look at him, he hasn't really aged. So it's like, yeah, you're right. He's still just kind of there.
And because he's never left, he doesn't get that mm-hmm. all-time great respect that mm-hmm. he should get.
Yeah.
And he's acted in so many movies. Like, the dude's an actor.
Yeah, this wasn't going to be a McGraw love
song.
No,
but
we
love on him.
Yeah. The J-Lo of country.
No, J-Lo's the Tim McGraw.
Pop.
You know, I started following over Christmas on Instagram, and I really enjoy the follow.
Who's that?
A-Rod.
You do?
Because he's dating J-Lo, or they're together, or whatever they are.
Yeah, they're together.
Yeah. So, I don't know. He's funny to follow. He posts really encouraging things. He always posts him and J-Lo's workouts. They don't miss a day.
Wasn't there a video where she was, like, checking her butt out or something, and he, like, busted her? He's like, you look good, you like that?
She's, I don't know,
like,
I literally just started following, but like he seems like a normal, funny guy. I don't know. Is he not?
I don't know. I think another human makes you human, you know? Like, I think that's what I need. I need like a dog or a girl.
Like, I go to her Instagram. Listen, no.
What?
I go to J-Lo's Instagram and I
just
don't
for
feel...
Likes. Yes.
I don't feel like it's really her. It's just like a bunch of like promo shots and look at me here and look at me there. But A-Rod, you feel like it's really him and he's talking to you and you're getting like another side of Jennifer Lopez and his girls. Like if people go to your Instagram, I'm sure they feel the same way. Like they're really getting Bobby. But some pages you go to and you can tell it's just like a not really them.
Like I love Insta stories. I live on those. Mm-hmm. I don't post very often. I'm on the feed, maybe once every couple of days. But I'm Insta storying like crazy. I love the story. Who in country music do you like to follow? Because Brett Eldridge is a great follow.
Yeah, I follow him.
He's a good one.
It only gets awkward. I don't know if he's still doing them, but it only gets awkward sometimes when he does those bedtime sing-alongs.
The bedhead.
In his robe or whatever, and he's laying in bed singing to you. Sometimes I'm like, I got to turn this off. This is just getting weird, Brett.
I don't mind those, actually.
You like that? You like
those? I like it when Brett sings on Instagram because he can really sing. When he came in and sang Oh Holy Night,
That was probably one of the top performances we've ever had.
My pee-pee spot tingled. It was so good.
Shut up.
It was so good.
It was really good. I don't know about all that, but it was really good.
Who
stop.
Do you, what?
Brett's a good one.
Who else do you like to follow country music?
Karen Fairchild.
Is great. Oh, yeah, she's good.
Yes.
Because she's just cool.
Mm-hmm. I follow Thomas Rhett and his wife.
Oh, I just started following
them. You know
what?
Dan and Shay.
Let me tell you, I don't follow Thomas Rhett because he doesn't follow me. And we know each other.
What a punk.
And I'm holding out. So I don't follow him on purpose.
You follow his wife?
No. I don't follow. No. Because I know them well enough they should be following me. I'm holding out on that one. What else? You got anybody else? Daniel Bradbury is a pretty good follow.
Yeah.
Yes, I follow her.
Yeah. Anybody else you want to mention?
Yes, Thomas Rhett's wife follows me. I just checked.
Does he?
No, his wife.
Oh, okay.
You know, she has a blue check by her name on Instagram. Does she know from the song? I still don't have a blue check, but...
You don't have a blue check?
No!
That's funny.
I have... I've...
Bobby, do you have one?
Yeah.
Oh, does anybody in this room have a blue check besides Bobby?
No.
I don't. Nope.
No, nobody
nope.
else?
Nope. I'm not official.
Come on.
let's see.
Amy's still going through her
She's still going through her list.
Yeah.
All right, here you go. 10 survival tips that could save your life that you just probably need to know just in case, by the way. It's Bobby Bones. Hey, everybody. We're back. If you're stabbed or impaled and it's still in your body, don't pull it out. Leave it and have somebody pull it out that can repair you because you'll bleed out. That would just be so hard to not pull something out, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, if you're hiking or doing anything else outdoors alone, tell someone where you're going because if you become... incapacitated, it increases your chance of survival because so many people that go get lost and they don't know where people are. Okay. You can perform the Heimlich maneuver on yourself by making a fist and pushing upward quickly on the space between your ribcage and your navel. You can also lean on a piece of furniture and thrust your abdomen against the edge.
Wow, that's helpful.
Like the back of a chair.
Yeah, but you can like punch yourself between your sternum and your belly button. If you're a passenger seat of the car, never put your feet on the dashboard. We talked about that one earlier. Because if you crash, your knees go into your skull. If you drop a loaded gun, do not try to catch it. Because you'd be like, oh my goodness, do not try to catch it. Let it fall. Modern firearms do not just go off for no reason. Trying to catch it makes it easier because you grab it around the handle to pull the trigger.
Wow. That makes so much sense.
If you drop it, let it go.
Yeah.
And duck.
Why would you duck? You're getting lower to the gun. Jump. If anything.
Jump and grab the ceiling.
Drop it and jump.
Okay.
If you're lost in the woods, don't leave your location. Stay exactly where you are. People searching for you will start at your last known location, and it also makes their job harder if you expand in the area.
See, that's hard.
Yeah, because you feel like you can get
out. You feel like you can, rescue yourself.
Don't pour water on a grease fire.
Correct.
Because instinct is fire, water.
Mm-hmm.
Don't pour water on a grease fire. We have three more. If you believe someone is in your home, listen to this one, right? whatever you do, don't turn on the lights. As much as you'd feel more comforted if the lights were on, you know your house better than anyone. You would have an easy time moving around your house while the intruder would be a lot slower because he doesn't know.
Huh.
So I was thinking about that last night because I've had issues. I would shoot someone. I have a gun ready. And I was thinking, because I don't want to say too much.
Yeah.
I don't want to say
Just let it be known.
I don't want to say too much. Yeah. If you're stuck in your car during an emergency, take the headrest off your seat and smash the window with it.
Oh, yeah.
Because it'll come out pretty, not easily, but easier than anything else.
Yeah.
And those rods are metal, too. Yeah. So.
Finally, don't pick up items on Craigslist alone. Because they lure people. One time, Amy bought an airline ticket off and went into someone's house.
You bought an airline ticket off?
Apartment,
Craigslist?
Even.
No, it was a house.
Was it a house?
Yes.
She went by herself.
Oh, boy.
Went
into
their
house.
You got
so mad at me.
I was so mad at her.
Yeah, that's dangerous, Amy.
Yeah, it was, thinking back on it.
Yeah.
I was buying miles, I think, like airline
and that's
miles.
Why you had to go in.
And then the miles, because then he needed all my info to type in.
I think it's worse and worse.
Yeah. Like
so I gave him all my info.
I went inside, gave him all my stuff. He typed it in. Everything was fine.
How was your flight?
So that, fine. Everything worked out. And then from then on out, Bobby made Lunchbox go with me to do my Craigslist deals. Because back then,
big
I was.
Security.
Back then, I was doing
at least
some deals.
It's something.
Sure.
You know, at least it's something. Yeah. There you go. Maybe you can find some of that useful. Maybe it'll save a life out there. Yeah, your New Year's, did you watch the
shows? Yeah, we watched that all on TV. I watched all the things.
I watched, it's like flip around a little bit, but I guess I watched Seacrest
and then
and I watched the ABC one.
I also watched, Steve Harvey.
That was on Fox.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Torn. They both do radio shows with the company.
Yeah.
I know Ryan a little better than I do Steve Harvey. I don't know Steve Harvey at all.
So you just watch them both back and forth?
No, I watched I'm with ABC now.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I like that. I watched some of the CNN one with Andy Cohen and,
How was
Anderson
that?
Cooper? It was okay.
I guess I saw playbacks of that one because
it was
okay it
for all the new. You know, it's a lot. Andy Cohen had a baby, or I guess is having a baby.
I didn't know.
And he's—I think he's single, and the surrogate was having it.
Who knew?
So he's gonna be a single dad.
Yeah, that's what I should do. And he's like 51. I'm 38.
So he just found somebody.
I think so.
So you might do that.
I mean, not
now
today.
You're intrigued.
Yeah, he's thinking.
No,
about
I know,
it.
But I mean, this is a way you think you could maybe be a dad.
Yeah, like. I would like to have kids. I don't have a girlfriend. I've never been married. I've never been engaged. I have no girlfriend.
What did I text you the other day?
I don't know, Amy.
You don't.
You text me a lot of things over the past 2 weeks.
Go through all the texts.
I don't. Let me pull up Amy's text messages to me and see what she's texting me. What did you text me?
Well, this would help you prepare for that. But I think you need to start doing dates with the kids. Just you and them.
Oh, no. I want to
either one-on-one or both of them.
Saturday, I want to go take your son. Before I have to go to Muskegon, Michigan,
okay,
for my show.
What
so
do y'all want
at
to
like
do?
11, because we're leaving in the afternoon. So I need to do like
but just
11.
Because then I have to, it's a thing where one day I'm going to have to be like, it's okay, he'll take you one day,
Sashira.
Yeah,
I'll take your daughter.
Like,
but listen, I'm a dude and I feel more comfortable with your son than I do an 11 year old girl right now.
Yeah, I would love for you to talk.
I will.
Hormones with her.
I know,
stuff.
That's, I know. I know. But I just, boys feel comfortable with boys.
Cool.
So, Saturday, 11 a.m.
He's all yours.
Dude.
Yeah.
You take that kid to the park or something, I mean, you're going to... chick magnet.
Really? Oh, I wasn't thinking about that.
Oh, he is.
But think about
he's
it.
He's 100% a chick magnet, for sure.
Oh, then you're going to be like, yeah. You're teaching him how to ride a bike, whatever. And the girls are like, look at him. He's so good with kids.
Get him to laugh. And
Amy's like, why are you taking my son out every day? She's like, no, what Amy said, because I went over to Amy's house. And because, listen, the last 6 months of last year, I was gone.
You're very busy.
Yeah, and the only time they would see me is if I was on TV dancing. And so...
And they didn't really get that. They're like, why is Bobby on TV?
Yeah, they're like, why don't they just come over?
Right. Why do we have to watch him on this thing?
This is so weird.
So I went over to see Amy and her husband, but then just to, like, see the kids. And so Amy was like, you should just take them. And they're good now for me to take.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I wouldn't have done that to you 8 months ago, but now I would be like, okay, now it's time, and if you want a relationship with them, then you should do little dates with them. It's
I don't want to say date, that sounds weird, but I don't know.
It doesn't
sound weird.
Okay, you can take them out for ice cream.
There you go.
Okay, Saturday,
it's something easy.
11 a.m., I'm going to pick up your son, and we're going to go, him and I are going to go
pick up chicks.
Yeah.
Seriously, go where
where
would I go?
Where are you going to go?
This,
yeah,
never,
what are you
this
do?
Never got on my, get
listen,
into my head.
Go to Target and just shop around with him, you know, whatever. He can look at toys, whatever you want.
At Target?
Oh,
the
Target?
Mall is so much better. More of a crop.
The mall? Whole Foods? Oh, my God.
Whole Foods,
probably.
Yep.
Go.
But what do I tell him? Hey, dude, we're going to look at the lettuce.
Nah, no,
oh,
no,
he'll want it. He'll help you with the cart. Listen, he will be your wingman.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think about
that. You just
that.
Tell him.
I'm terrible at talking to girls. Like cold calling, like going up to someone, I'm awful.
Yeah.
There have been a few instances over the break where I was like, you know, I'd like to go say hi. Nope.
You didn't do it.
No.
I got an idea. You have him sell candy out in front of a yoga studio. Boom.
Candy. I go buy candy and have him sell it.
Set up a booth right outside the yoga studio when girls come out. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
Well, aside from the girl thing, yes. Like, I was thinking about that last night. Saturday at 11 before I go to my comedy show in Michigan.
Okay.
Cool?
Cool.
All right. Tell him. He'll be like, what? He'll forget. But it's 2 days away, huh? It's
yeah.
Thursday.
That's like, yeah, the 5th.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Saturday, 11 o'clock. Put it on your calendar. Date.
I'm working on my calendar. I'm working on keeping a calendar, and my husband will appreciate this. We have now have a joint calendar.
Yeah.
It syncs up. It's really part of my New Year's my New
like,
Year's
set
intention.
A goal like you're going to keep a calendar perfect till January 31st. Like people that set resolutions for a whole year, don't stay with them. If you set it for just a month, you'll hit it and you'll go, oh, that was cool. Let me do it for another month. Do it in small increments.
11 a.m. Bobby with Stevenson.
By the way, Amy has an 8-year-old son and they've been in America for a year. Him and Amy's daughter.
Ashira.
Yeah. And I think their English is getting a little bit better, but like I've said before to
you. Oh, you can have a total... No. I promise you, you'll be fine. You can communicate with them.
No, I could, yes. Yes, but I'm saying, watching you communicate with them, it's just you understand their Creole.
Oh.
And their broken English.
Oh, I feel like they've totally got it down. It's just, I don't know if all kids are this way. It's just mine, or they're older and they're learning English, but everything is so literal. Like, don't ever say, like, you're so tired, like you crashed. Like, I had a moment where right before Christmas, I was just so tired, I crashed, and I said that. And he was like, oh my gosh, Mom, did the police come? And I was like, okay. I didn't literally get into a crash. I just was tired. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So Chipotle is cashing in on all the healthy eating that's going down in 2019 and all the different things and fads people are trying. So they have created lifestyle bowls now available. You can get a bowl that's Whole30, paleo, keto, or high protein.
Well, I don't know what some of those mean.
Well, then you're not.
What's polio?
Polio's a disease. No. But paleo.
Like, that's a weird diet.
That's an old one.
Paleo's a way of eating, and if you order the paleo salad bowl, you get romaine, barbacoa, fajita veggies, green salsa, and guacamole.
But
pretty
what's paleo, though? Like, what's the concept?
It's a way of eating. I don't think you can. I think you have, like, a lot of CrossFit people do it. I don't think you can
like
have certain
free,
grains.
Carb-free, sugar-free.
Yeah,
no grains,
but just know
like
that when you go and you see that on the menu, if you order that, they're going to take care of you. It takes the thinking out of it. You know you're not going to have anything off your diet.
What's the other one? Keto?
Whole30. Keto.
What's Whole30?
Whole30? No, you haven't heard of Whole30?
Yes, I see it.
You've been living under a rock.
Amy, I'm telling you what I do. I eat right. I eat sensibly. And I don't do the quick diets.
Okay. Whole30 is where you eat whole-based foods, like foods that are whole, like
whole
vegetables
foods make this up.
And
you
fruits.
Can only eat things from
no,
whole foods.
No, but you do it for 30 days.
What?
30 days.
No, I get it. But how do I know what's whole? Like not half an orange?
Basically,
if
God made it,
uh-huh.
Oh,
then it's
well, didn't God make everything? Because God would make things that make things.
I know. I've used that reasoning before.
We can go
before,
on and on about that.
But
one.
It means like if you could eat it before God made us create things. Back when,
okay.
Like if you can grow it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or give birth
to
it.
You can't grow a ding dong.
Oh, yeah, I have.
What are you talking about?
Didn't you see that Instagram I was talking about today? Oh, you're talking about the ding dong cupcake. Oh.
I mean a cupcake. Oh.
There is
what
a.
Why would you pick ding dong?
Yeah, out of all things.
Earlier on the show, I was talking about how some listeners went to my Instagram page, and I was jumping around in sweats, and they were talking about you could see my ding-dong. And that's what you leave with?
I mean, I was thinking of something that's like, you know,
out of all the
refined
desserts out
sugar
there.
That's like made in a factory. I don't know. Okay, right. Whatever. Okay, did you see the 15-pound baby that was born?
I did not.
Well, a Texas couple who thought they wouldn't be able to have a baby without fertility treatments, they finally got a baby, and they hit the birth record 15 pounds.
Wow.
Except for the Guinness World Record is held by a baby that was 22 pounds.
What?
Bobby, do you even know how big 15 pounds is? How old were you? How much were you when you were born? Do you know?
I don't know how much I weighed.
You don't?
No, I know that my head was so big.
Oh. It was.
It was. It still is large, but it was so big. How big was it?
You wanted to do that?
All of my shirts, till I was like 6 years old, my mom had to cut slits in the neck holes so my head would fit through.
Hmm. Okay.
But I don't know. I imagine I was probably like...
You're probably 7 pounds. No. Like, I was 6 pounds, 8 ounces. Everybody in here was probably about that. Like, okay. This baby was fit. This baby was double us.
Huh.
The big baby.
I was watching a story yesterday about how they separated these conjoined twins.
Mm-hmm. Where?
I don't know what show that was. They were by their head in America.
Were they older?
No.
Or they were just born?
Yeah, they were super. No, they were like a year old.
Wow.
Like, in between like 9 months and a year, I think. And they separated them, and now they followed up.
Wow.
And yeah.
And they're functioning fine.
That's crazy.
Because Dr. Sanjay Gupta went and did a follow-up, so it had to be CNN.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I want to watch that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I love how Bobby's like, is in America.
It was, because a lot of times it's like,
oh, yeah.
Their tails are conjoined. I'm like, babies are supposed to have tails anyway. What
right.
country is that?
Yeah, and it's on the other side of the world.
Yeah, what else?
So Girl Scout cookie season is here, so you're going to be seeing the little sign-up sheets, and you can order all the cookies, and they have a new one. They've added the caramel, however you want to say it, chocolate chip cookie, and it's gluten-free. Joining...
Don't be fooled by the gluten-free.
I know, but listen...
because it's still got tons of sugar.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
is that Whole 30?
No, definitely. I don't think any Girl Scout cookies are Whole 30.
God made Girl Scouts.
No.
Sure did.
But
and chocolate chips.
Yep.
The caramel chocolate chip gluten-free cookie is joining the Toffee Tastic gluten-free cookie, which came out in 2015. So now you've got a couple gluten-free options. Right. But yes, Bobby's right. There's still sugar.
Don't be fooled by gluten-free. You're just not getting gluten.
I know. I had vegan gluten-free cookies at the house the other day, and Bobby's like, I'm going to eat one of these. He's like, so they're vegan and gluten-free? I'm like, yeah. He's like, so what's bad about them? And I'm like, sugar?
Don't be fooled.
Yeah.
It's still a thing.
There's okay. still a bunch of other crap in it.
Is that it?
Yeah. That's it. I'm really shocked you hadn't heard of Whole 30.
I've heard of it.
Or paleo.
Like, I see. Do you know who
or
posts
keto.
About it? Is Jen Hobby, who does a morning show in Atlanta, who I follow on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
And she posts stuff about it. And I don't know enough about it. I'm just like, nah. It's like sometimes when I read about stuff in the Middle East, I'm like, I've heard about it a lot, but I don't know.
It's a lot to take in.
And I didn't start from scratch on some of this stuff, so I'm just going to go ahead and
Whole 30,
go next.
ISIS,
do you
want to
know what paleo is?
Yeah, it's a meat and vegetables.
You eat vegetables, fruits, nuts, roots, and meat.
Yep.
That's it.
No grains.
You can't have dairy, grain, sugar, legumes.
Legumes, that's beans.
I don't eat those anyway.
Processed oils, salt, alcohol, okay. or coffee.
See, and they're looking out for you in the paleo bowl, because you may go to Chipotle and be paleo and be like, I'll take a black bean bowl, and then and then you're already messing
right.
up.
I've had enough of this segment.
And then the keto guido diet.
All right, we're all
to
good.
To keto?
Dustin,
I'm Amy.
Excuse me?
Can I close this, please?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm Amy, that's my pile.
There you go, thank you.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Yeah, the Cheeto diet.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's the Cheeto diet.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Show. It's good to be back today, huh?
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I missed y'all.
Yeah, and then we have a short week. Today was our first day back. Let me say this, too. You can hear the whole show. Just go over to iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts and search Bobby Bones Show On Demand. Hear all of today's show from when we start this thing at 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. East Coast to when we end it. If you miss any of the show, go check it out there. Amy has a podcast. You got a new one up today?
Yeah, Four Things with Amy Brown. That's me. So we talk about New Year's resolutions, how to keep them, how to stay on a budget with Rachel Cruz if you're trying to get out of debt this year. Eddie, maybe you should check it out.
I will.
Eddie's sure. trying to get out of debt. And then an awesome tip from a Navy SEAL.
Yeah, Four Things with Amy Brown. Lunchbox, got Sore Losers back today?
Oh, it's back. Yeah, Sore Losers. We missed a week, you know, vacation, but we are back today, and we got all sorts of good stuff going out.
Yeah, there you go.
Ow!
Lots of good stuff.
Going out.
Yeah, have a good day. I'm going to go to sleep, I think. I didn't sleep last night.
Yeah, I hope
My
you do.
My schedule's been off so much, and then I was just excited to come back to work. So I'm going to sleep. May go to yoga again. I've been doing that because my shoulder's been hurting.
What time? I want to go to yoga with you.
5:30.
Ooh.
Could you do that?
No, because it's like dinner time with the kids.
Well, what time you want to go?
I could do like noon.
Mm-mm.
Okay. He's got to sleep.
Most times at noon, I'm still working on things.
Okay.
But today, I think I'm just going to crash. You could do 5:30.
Okay, I'll talk to my husband.
I'll talk to your husband.
No, all I'm just right.
All right. Have a wonderful day. Instagram, Bobby Bone Show. That's the show account. Morgan Number Two runs that show account. Does a fine job, Morgan Number Two. Nice work over there.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. Thank you. See you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. Dance party. Don't forget, dance party tomorrow.
The Bobby Bones Show.